Hi, I'm Abigail Dominiak. I am the Vice President of Christian Leaders Institute, and I'm also a Bachelor of Divinity alumni, which I say with just so much joy. That degree has equipped me in so many ways in my personal life as a wife, as a mother, and as in my professional life as I've now served here at Christian Leaders Institute and continue to serve here as both faculty and staff. It also opened up doors for me to pursue further education at the master's level, and so we have many partner schools that you'll learn about as you continue this admissions course, but I was able to transfer my Bachelor of Divinity onto getting both a Master in Business Administration as well as a Master of Arts of Ministry. And so it has been a blessing to my life in so many ways, and so it is with great joy that I welcome you to this admissions course where you can take that next step in your calling to become trained and equipped and also receive the credibility that a degree program or college credit can give you. And so as you're getting going, I want to welcome you to an incredible community that you're joining. You're joining a community that has students in over 200 countries with over 1 million student accounts made. We have over 1,000 degree graduates, which is the very particular area that you're joining here at Christian Leaders Institute. And those degree graduates are a part of an engaged alumni community. And so as you are taking this next step, I just want to really encourage you and inspire you by what I have had the privilege of seeing, not only in my own personal life as I shared, but that I get to see on the regular with our students and how they've taken what they've learned here at their degree at Christian Leaders, and they've applied that in their life and have been really blessed. So I want to share a few of those stories with you to just really inspire and encourage you as you're getting started here. Currently, I am serving. So this is what Harley in Nigeria says. So he is serving with a church. He teaches Sunday school classes, he says. He preaches at their events and in weekly activities. And he says, the most wonderful thing I've used my degree for is a ministry, which is the Light Family Bible Network, which is a ministry working to train 1,000 African Christian leaders by 2034. He's also used his degree to gain employment, he says, at a secondary school there. So what an incredible testimony between what he's doing in his local church to the ministry that he's working, as well as gaining employment. That would be such a blessing. And then Samuel here says, in addition to ministry and community work, my Bachelor of Divinity made it possible for me to pursue higher education. So similar to what I was able to do. And so now he says he's finishing a clinical mental health counseling degree at the graduate level, and he's preparing to begin an internship as an LPC associate. Samuel says, the foundation for my BDiv helped me grasp the graduate level material with ease. This degree didn't just qualify me, it equipped me to serve others on a deep, life-changing level, not just for me, but for those around me. And that right there is just so beautiful, the way that it's equipped him to bring life-changing difference in people's lives. And Janet in Georgia says, I've started an online ministry and an online business, and I've implemented what I've learned from my degree. For example, I created a Christian homeschool curriculum and resources for Christian homeschool organizations. And what I have learned from my degree has helped me very much to make sure I publish biblically sound and high-quality Christian resources. A few more here. Joseph in Virginia says, my CLA education has allowed me to be better equipped to serve my fellow first responders in their time of need. I'm also much more comfortable and confident in my duties now. And James says, I've been preaching at the Page County Jail every month and sometimes every other month. I've been able to make great connections at the jail and have had great conversations and connections with the inmates as well. So incredible testimonies. I also just want to share these inspiring photos. This is from our 2025 Myanmar graduation ceremony. These two students both graduated pictured there, and they were celebrated in a local graduation ceremony at their local church, which you can see that church and the people that were coming alongside them celebrating. What a blessing. And then we also have a yearly Kenya graduation. This is photos from the 2025 Kenya graduation ceremony. And our chairman and secretary of our board was in attendance as pictured here at this Kenya event. But they do a yearly event where tons of Kenya graduates get to walk who have earned their associate or bachelor degree. And what an inspiration. So as you get going here with us, again, I welcome you to this incredible community. And I'm so excited to see what God is going to do in your life.